I know the traditional role I'm in right now. I just don't know if I want that role because it forces me to do things that take me away from the peace of God, which is accepting that everything is happening that's right, and it's only my judgment that's telling me to do something about it.
I understand. I understand your question. And I think that what makes the Course so challenging to live is that it does say you should remain in the world and do what the world does, but you do it with a different attitude. So, in other words, within the role of a kitchen supervisor, let's say, then you have certain responsibilities, right? Just like anybody would. And so that's what you do. The difference is, there's a part of you that doesn't lose its peace because someone doesn't do her job or his job right. Doesn't mean that you don't do what every other boss does. But if you do it right, you do it knowing that the whole activity in the kitchen is a classroom in which within following all the laws of the classroom, and the procedures, you recognize that it doesn't matter. That's tricky, very tricky. And that's the biblical line that the Course quotes frequently, to be in the world, yet not of it. See, it's much easier, as people on spiritual paths have done for eons, to separate yourself out from the world and then just kind of meditate on the eternal truths, you know. That's one spiritual path. That's not the Course. And the Course's path, with very rare exceptions, would ask its students to remain just where they are, within their roles, whether it's parent, whether it's teacher, whether it's a kitchen supervisor, whatever it is, and do what the role is saying, because that's the role I chose. That's my classroom. But I do it learning the lesson that it doesn't matter, and that I could do all these things and still be peaceful. I could raise my voice and still be peaceful. I could fire somebody and still be peaceful. I cannot fire somebody and still be peaceful. No, it doesn't make any difference.
I think
what makes it clear is the experience, and what makes the experience work over a period of time is to realize that the lesson is not to see oneself as a victim.
Right, yes. Right?
Not to see anyone as a victim. Mm-hmm. In other words, let's say that you're running a kitchen, right? And you have all these people who have to be fed at a certain time, right? And then someone in the kitchen doesn't do his or her job, and then you say, oh my God, these people are not going to be fed at time. Well, then you're trapped, you see, because then you're saying these people are the victim, and this person who has not done his or her job is the victimizer. Mm-hmm. Right? At that point, no matter what you do, will be wrong. Right? Or the food has to be ready by 6:30, and it's already 6:25, and the food isn't ready, won't be ready for another 20 minutes, and you're sitting there impatiently waiting for all this to happen, because again, people are going to be victimized. All right. If you recognize that your lesson is to realize that no one's a victim, that people make mistakes, but no one is a victim and no one is a victimizer, and that's what you want to learn, then that's what will always bring you back to that central issue and central goal. Which means then when you start to get upset and concerned about these 40 or 60 people who aren't going to get their food on time, then you're saying, again, you would say, I have fallen into the trap, I've made the error real, and I believe that they're going to be victims, which means there are people who have sinned against them.
Right.
And those people who have sinned against them deserve my wrath. Uh-huh. Right. And then you'd step back and say, well, I forgot who my teacher is. Because that's the ego talking. Yeah. This takes a lot of practice, because it's easy to do that with a lot of denial. Right? And that what you want to be careful about is that you're not trying to make yourself perfect and do the spiritual thing. What you want to do is you want to learn a lesson so you'll feel more peaceful and you'll feel God's love much more present to you. And then you see the situation, as I mentioned yesterday, in that section called Setting the Goal. You see the situation then as serving to be the means whereby I can achieve that goal of learning what forgiveness is, which means specifically learning this is not a world of victims and victimizers. That's a helpful way, because it's very specific, to always see that whatever it is that's upsetting me is something to do with victimization, without exception. Either I'm a victim or there are people out there that identify with the victims. And if I realize that there's another way of looking at that, and yet to still function within the situation, that's what helps me move along. If you remember, as I said yesterday, the problem was not the tiny mad idea of separation was taking it seriously. The problem is not the 60 people who are not going to get their food on time. The problem is that I'm making it into a big deal, and I'm making it into a sin, and I'm making it into a whole replay of a victimization scenario. And if I change my mind about that, then as you're saying, then a whole other thing opens up. Does this help you, Freddie? Does that all that make sense?
The beginning.
Okay. You know, the first step is in least recognizing that there's a different way of looking at it and how to look at it. The living it and practicing it obviously takes a while. But again, the crucial thing is not that you abdicate any responsibility as the world sees it. No, it's that you do what the role is asking of you, and you do it as lovingly as you can. But the idea is that it's now serving a different purpose, and that's what makes it different. And that's what enables you over time to probably be even more effective and efficient in what you're doing, because you're more peaceful. And there's less interference, there's less anxiety, there's less tension, there's less impatience, and there's less of a need to demand that other people do what you want them to do.